Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished individual from the world of academia, Mr. Roberto Hernandez from Nicaragua. Roberto, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh, for the invitation to participate in your programs, and especially I would like to thank you to all your audience that follow our work.
Thank you. Roberto is a consultant and a professor in supply chain, logistics, and procurement at Kaiser University in Nicaragua. So, Roberto, before we start talking about supply chains, can you very briefly tell me about your own background?
Yeah, I'm an industrial engineer with a master's degree in supply chains and logistics from Chile. I took this course a few months ago. And I've been working for different organizations like World Bank, WFP, U.S. agencies, government here in Nicaragua and Central America. And I work for different regional companies connected with supply chains and logistics during all this year. And in my experience with the academic, I began in 2012, 11 years ago, teaching my first course of logistics in Nicaragua and in Central America too.
Amazing. But what made you become interested in supply chain logistics and procurement?
When I was studying in my career, I was very interested because we identified an opportunity to change the form that we make the service to give people their stuff, their things, and especially because most of the supply chains and logistic operations in Central America and Nicaragua start to burn. And I saw this one as an opportunity. But when I came when I finished my master's degree, there was a little thing that was on 28. And I was coming with that, with that energy, and decided I'm gonna give this experience and share with my country, with my people. And at that moment was not the correctly moment. After 4 years, then in 2012, I went to another university, showed my program, and tell them, this is the new age of the logistics.
Very interesting. So for my viewers and listeners, what are the key components of an effective supply chain?
Understand the service that you want to offer to your customer, your internal and external customer. Because to understand that in this moment, most of company has to give a real experience with logistics. Mr. Peter Drucker, the father of the administration in 1970s, he said logistics will be the next phase to sales because people wants to get an experience. That's what we have to connect our process and how we give a real experience, especially because people want at this moment all their things or their products in a real time.
Very, very interesting. My next question is that what are some of the challenges a lot of supply chain professionals face in the world today?
Okay, this is a good question, Ashutosh. We were discussing this question last week with some colleagues on how we can connect with Logistic 4.0. That's mean the automatizations of process. Because most of people that work in supply chains and logistics consider that the automatization will bring less opportunity to work in this area. But for us, it's more opportunity because we will left to be an operative and be more strategy. Things how we can use the automatization process to increase the productivity, how we can use this experience with our customer. And I'm going to give you a real example. The last mile experience, you know? These companies offer a new experience with their platform, and the customer can has more opportunities to buy in a real time.
Very, very interesting. And, you know, in an era of globalization, my question is, how can companies or businesses balance the benefits and the risks of very, very complex supply chains?
I'm going to resume with a small word, or MUCA. We said we have to understand how we identify the risk, and it's not to just identify the risk, it's identify a solution to work with this type of situation, especially because we have a world now that is very aggressive. It has a lot of things happening now. And in my experience, I usually work with the businessman to construct a matrix of risk. Mm-hmm. That means we will identify how these type of things will affect us and what type of resource you will need to work with them. Mm-hmm. Because the risk, you always will have it, but you will identify the human resource already, the economic things, we have it, and we have the technical equipment ready, and who gonna answer or who gonna work or who will be activated at that moment. I usually have an example of that. The table of crisis in the army, you know, the army has a crisis table, and they show all the maps, all the type of situation, even if that situation are very crazy for the imagination.
Very, very interesting. My next question is on, you know, the pandemic. How has the pandemic influenced the way business supply chain leaders manage their own, you know, resilience and adaptability?
During the pandemic, we were the third army fighting with the COVID, because the first two army was the health people, and then the security organization of the different countries. But in our jobs, we guarantee that all the citizens of different countries complete their quarantine at that moment. And the businessman understand that if we don't continue with our supply chains, we can affect most people, and we will not help them to complete their quarantine, in that moment.
Right.
And one of the lessons that we learn is we need to be prepared for the next pandemic situation.
Correct.
We need to understand how our supply chains and logistics will be ready to fight and to be to complete that effort to give to their citizens all the needed with their inventory or their product that they will need at that moment. And I'm going to give you an example of these situations. The airlines, remember that the commercial airlines will affect him because the industry of tourists going down. Well, this businessman decided to use their lines to help us around the world with the vaccine, because we're running behind time. No, we don't have any time to give to using, for example, the container systems of like Merck's or Seaborne Marine, and waiting for 30 days. We're running at that moment, and these are lines. Changed the mentality and decided to help the world to connect.
Very well. Great response. Thank you. My next question is on risk. You know, supply chain leaders are now very important. You know, they're part of the C-suite in most large organizations. How can a supply chain leader manage risk, especially risks like natural disasters, pandemics, political instability, supplier failure, because this impacts profits?
All right. We are ready now to understand how the disasters around the world can affect our supply chains, nature, especially. Now we have two different situations, one in Europe and the other one in Asia. These people, these business leaders, will running now to identify other alternatives to, for example, to connect with their vendor or bring their products, for example, for me and other colleagues, Latin America has a good opportunity to offer their products to the rest of the world. Most of the logistic leader are seeing now Latin America to construct a hubs, especially in South America, now in Central America. You see Mr. Jeff Bezos has a hub in Costa Rica and Panama. And in South America, China has a hub in Peru. And you see, this is an opportunity to identify what type of benefit we will need to get from our vendor, from our service companies, from all the integrants of your supply chains.
Very interesting. Now let's talk a little bit about technology. And, you know, everyone is now talking of artificial intelligence, blockchain, or a distributed ledger. I would love to get your perspective on how is technology changing supply chain?
We are talking about virtual supply chains now. Because, you know, a few years ago, we were talking about logistics 4.0. That will be happens in the next 10 or 15 years. Since 2020, but the pandemic accelerated all these combinations of artificial intelligence or blockchains. But for us, we have a question. Really, the artificial intelligence will affect the jobs or will change the form or the way that we make the things? And I'm going to give you an example. We talk about ChatGPT, and most people think, I will lose my job from ChatGPT because this program will make my job much better than me. But honestly, will be a tool, because at the end, you will be taking decisions with information of them.
Correct.
And in the next 10 years, probably in the world, we will see more robots working in the supply chains. Yeah. Now we see in a port that is full automatization, that is in Rotterdam, Holland. This is a full automatization port. They work 24 hours. No? For me, it's an opportunity.
Absolutely.
It's a good opportunity.
Absolutely. I agree completely. My next question is that, you know, the young people, and you're young, are also now talking about ethical practices of supply chains. You know, they want to make sure that goods that are being procured in a sustainable manner, in an ethical manner. I'd love to get your thoughts.
Well, ethical, you know, there is a good question, because we usually said, how ethical can be a person who understands that how their workers works, and how can I help them to training to understand their business, and especially to understand the needs of our customer.
Correct.
Because one of the things that we are talking about in this area now is the corruptions. This affecting the firm that most of company make businesses. Looks, I'm gonna give you this money. I give me the contract. But honestly, is that sustainable in a middle term? To me, it's the firm that we gonna make business. The benefits that we can identify in a common career. If you offer a service that I will give to other company, you will be my partner. No, right. Will be my vendor. It's to be a strategic partner in my business. That is the firm. And the other things is how you can combat with the corruptions, especially if you are the CEO and show your workers the correct rules to make business. We're gonna be competitive we'll be competitive with our knowledge. We're gonna show the experience to our customer. And that's all for me. Show them the firm that offered your service and show the experience to our to your customer. I don't know if you remember a movie from this actor Cuba and this other actor, famous actor. From this, he always has an expression. Tom Cruise, sorry, that was the other actor in a movie that Tom Cruise listened a question from his football player. Show me the money. But in the firm that you show the money is the firm how you make business, respecting the nature, respecting the people, respecting your business partner.
Very nice.
That's for me.
Fascinating. No, great response. Thank you. My next question is that, you know, you were telling me that Amazon has started a center or a hub in Costa Rica. China has done it in Peru. What are some of the unique challenges and opportunities for supply chain professionals in Latin America and Nicaragua?
Well, for me, it's we have a lot of opportunity here, especially with the firm that we're going to make to grow up our supply chains, especially if we develop a complete integration.
Correct.
For BMS, because most of the business here in Latin America are connecting with BMS. That's the biggest number of companies here in Latin America. And I consider that if we have a common ideas to give them how to make a very competitive supply chains, will be more opportunities to work here.
Right.
And especially if you have an specializations like warehouse designs or management inventory or with last mile and platform, because we were talking now about the DevOps, and these new guys will be connected with technology and supply chains. Mm. That means the develop operation evangelist mm. will come to our country and help with connect technologies and these companies begin the process in the automatization to increase their productivity, mm. their productivity. Because one of the problems here is how much money I will use to bring automatization for my companies.
Correct.
I prefer invest that money mm. in buy products or new trucks or new things for my business, but they don't consider the automatization will mm. help them.
Yeah.
And especially if you see in the market now, in the e-commerce, the numbers show us that the people prefer use their phone, their smartphones to mm. buy products.
Correct. Correct. Well said.
How do we connect?
Yeah, well said. I have time for one more question now. And this question is for a lot of young people around the world who will listen to our conversation. What would you say, Roberto, are three lessons you would want young students or professionals interested in supply chain to take away from your vast understanding of supply chain and our conversation?
The first one, you have to understand that at this moment, we have to be more focused on the level of service to our customer.
Mm.
Once that you understand the level of service mm. that your companies or your supply chains wants to give to them, you will focus in create and create a new process, a new firm to give them a new experience.
Mm.
Second one, be more holistic, because we have to understand that working in supply chains or logistics is not be a fireman, it's be more strategic. Mm. And you have to come out from the box. You have to identify how this box moves mm. or how you see them.
Yeah.
And the last one, you have to understand that in the future, we'll be more connected with technology.
Mm.
We have to less defer to them
mm.
because we have to use it to connect our supply chains and the experience to our customer. And at that moment, mm. you will be taking decisions focused in the service that you want to give to your customer. And one other thing is, and the last one, as yeah. I would like to say that people who work in supply chains in all different areas, women and men, understand that they has to work 365 mm. days, 24 hours during mm. a year. That means you have to be more focused on your customer experience.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And on that note, Roberto, and your wonderful lessons, focus on level of services. Second, you said be more strategic, think out of the box. Third, you said learn technology to be able to connect supply chain with the customer. And the fourth one, you said remember that supply chain role is 24/7, 365 days per year, because your customer comes first. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your journey. Thank you for talking to me about supply chains, logistics, and procurement. There's so many different things you spoke about today to me, where I learned new things about supply chain from you as well. Thank you for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Astus, and thank you to your audience for this experience, because this is the correct way to share knowledge and experience around the world. And that will help more people, more entrepreneur people that are thinking, what I'm doing now?
Mm.
Well, how to I will do it? And listening your podcasts give an ideas to them.
Wonderful.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.